everyone. We are Marnie and Curtis. Welcome to Family Talks.
Getting the conversation going for healthy relationships. We're so glad you've joined us.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. Spring is in the air, and I actually heard birds singing today. Amazing.
I love it too, because the days are getting longer, and I just find with more daylight, I'm just more energized and in a better mood.
Yes, yes. So guys, we're going to get right into it today because I love our podcast being very concise for you. So we want to discuss today about the concept of relational equity. And Curtis, maybe you want to explain this for us.
Well, I think we would define relational equity as the depth of good feeling or flow between you and a family member, between you and a colleague, or you and a friend. And, you know, it's normal from time to time to have to discuss issues or,
yes,
or talk through some awkward and difficult things. And we need to get used to it.
Yeah. And I think we just have to remember, probably every month or every couple months, you're going to have one of these conversations with somebody in your life. Mm-hmm. So guys, can we please normalize having these hard talks or difficult discussions or difficult topics to bring up that you don't know how totally to do? So it's really a sign of health and growth that these conversations become necessary.
Yeah, and we were talking to a couple recently, and the guy was saying, said, you know, at first he was really hesitant to bring up or address an issue in their relationship because he thought it would jeopardize their relationship.
Right. And I think, too, relational equity is something that definitely helps us work through these things and get to the other side where you're both understood, which is so important. It can't be one way.
Yeah. And these things actually strengthen our relationships.
Yes. So it's just a concept of how much weight or depth you have in someone's life. How much positive feeling have you invested in that person's life? Mm-hmm. And if you want to talk to someone and address an issue with them or your relationship with them, it might be good to think about relational equity. Mm-hmm. It's just wise to really think about this concept.
Because, you know, if your equity is low, the chances of turning them off or offending them are pretty high. Or if because of low equity, the chances of a negative outcome are quite high.
Exactly. So how do you address a tough topic where you can actually both win in the relationship? And I think now there is a buzzword out there, carefrontation. Do people know how much you care before you talk about something awkward or hard? Instead of confronting someone, you lead with care first about them.
So you're talking kind of like the difference between confrontation and carefrontation.
Exactly. One is an old way and one is the new way. So confrontation is devoid of any heart or care, but just wants to get their message across.
Right. Yeah. It's agenda driven rather than person driven.
Right. Exactly. So let's look at that. So what is carefrontation? What is carefrontation? Confrontation is one-sided and accusatory. And carefrontation is love is at the front and center.
So in confrontation, it's one person simply wants to get their point across. And so, but in carefrontation, the body language is different. It's open arms. It's a neutral tone in your voice. And it's It's you. Your intentions are different. You're considering the outcome you desire beforehand. Do you want to maintain the friendship?
Right. And also confrontation, well, your arms are folded. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like, I'm the one who's right in this. And also there's no consideration of what needs to happen differently for both of you.
Right.
So, you know, in carefrontation, it's what hurt me, what I need to happen to feel understood, mm-hmm. or why are you important in my life, yeah. or what am I willing to do differently?
See, that's a whole different approach.
Exactly.
I love it. And really, in confrontation, the person who's confronting is not necessarily interested or open to changing themselves, but mm-hmm. are more focused on changing the other person. But like,
carefrontation is, how could I make things better for you as well? And I think you're going to end up winning on both ends because yeah. it's like, oh, this person actually cares for me. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really important.
Yeah. So carefrontation is really on the relational equity side.
Yes.
Side of things. So Marnie, how would you build relational equity? What would you suggest we can do to strengthen that part of our relationship?
I think it's, you know, are you really present and up to date with this person? Hmm. Like some of the things that you can do to build relational equity is texting and supporting people, celebrating when they get a promotion, and being there in times of grieving, making a phone call and not just texting as well. Because hearing somebody's voice and saying, hey, I'm so proud of you for getting this promotion, or, you know, hey, how can I be a support to you today? Yeah. Those kind of things.
Yeah. You know, like giving a compliment.
Yeah.
I remember hearing this recently, but Mark Twain said, I could live 3 months on the strength of a good compliment.
Totally.
It's so true.
Yeah. And also spending time with people. Like, time is a real thing that we can give people, like a real asset we can give away to people. Mm-hmm. And what are we here on earth for, but for people?
Yeah.
You know, so am I really available, people? Do the people in my life that are important to me, do they have easy access to me? Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing to remember, to build relational equity.
Right. I think too, like, this just reminds me of another story of a young guy that I spent time with recently. He just called me out of the blue and said, hey, I'd like to have coffee with you, or I'll buy you lunch. And I asked you, like, what should I say to this guy? And it was interesting because I think you always have such great advice. But you said to ask him, ask yourself, how do people feel after being with me? Like, what kind of residue do I leave after a time? Like, how do people feel living with me? How do people feel being around me? And I think that was a really good question because this guy is a real type A alpha
awesome
male
guy.
Person.
Yeah.
Really great guy, but so strong.
Yeah.
And so.
But, you know, I think these questions are important to ask ourselves. How do people feel after they're with me? That is so important for us to reflect and have good self-awareness mm-hmm. and a high emotional quotient. Like,
what do you mean by that? A high emotional quotient?
Just a high emotional awareness mm-hmm. when you're around others, no mm-hmm. matter what the venue. It can be at a conference. It can be on Zoom. It can be at lunch or coffee. Mm-hmm. Am I really emotionally engaged? Mm-hmm. And do I really care?
Yeah.
Or am I just a robot going through life, you know?
Or like even something like, do people feel better after they've been with me?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we have to assess the situation. You know, so I think this is just such a good skill for all of us to have in our life, to have really great, you know, relational equity in our life and to keep working on it, to keep growing in this area. I think it's just such a great concept.
Yeah, I think so too. And
So, you know what? We just want to encourage you, think about this in your life. Take time to reflect. How am I in my relationships? How am I with difficult conversations? And I'm going to remember this concept the next time I have to have one of those difficult conversations that are really going to be part of our life till the rest of our life.
And you know, even just focusing on building up this relational equity.
Think
about things you can do to increase the equity you have in people's lives. Yes. And, you know, it's for their sake. It's not necessarily for yours.
Yeah.
It's for the relationship. And so,
yeah. I think we're all going to feel better when we work with this skill. And so, guys, this is today's episode. We're so glad you joined us. Maybe you're on a run, a walk. Maybe you're going to the grocery store or you're having an amazing coffee. We hope this was helpful for you. Please review our podcast and you can like it and
share it with others.
Yeah, share it with others. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
And so there you have it. Thank you for listening today to Family Talks.
This is Marnie and Curtis. Till next time.